Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Life Transforming Advice, Shir number 37. We're talking about realizing one's self-worth, which is an absolute obligation. That does not mean that you're in an illusion of a certain self-worth that's arrogant, that you feel better than others. No, that's not what we mean. But rather, it stems from a true self-worth that is mind-boggling. What Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph says, that each and every individual is obligated to say the world was created for me. Look in Rashi, that I have the importance of an entire world. Each person is a one-time phenomenon. Never been here before, never will be again, even if you believe in Gilgulim. But nevertheless, each life in that life is unique, a unique blend of personality traits, a unique blend of character traits. You're unique in the family dynamic that you're in the specific time of history you are in the specific environment you are in. And that uniqueness is what gives you great importance, because only you can accomplish your unique life tasks. This brought down in Ali Shur Chelek Aleph, and Arizal also talked about it very often, that every person is different, every tefillah is different, every moment is different, and you serve Hashem every moment in a different way. Each person according to their own abilities and their own connection to Hashem. Some people, basically, who devote time to learning, they have a strong feeling of respect. They respect themselves because they learn the Torah, and they respect those who study Torah, and lack respect in those areas causes a distorted attitude towards the wisdom of Torah. So the self-worth a lot of times should be valued based on the fact that you're connected to Torah. And therefore, Torah students, people that are trying to learn, they feel negative about themselves often because they feel like failures often because they didn't reach that height that they studied about. And anyone who studies Torah may find areas of his studies that he can improve on that he knows very little about. Some people need to improve on Chazara, to review things more frequently, to be able to remember what he studied better, or to create an individual original thoughts. Everyone could improve on different things, but nevertheless, despite whatever struggles and limitations one has, it's very important to see the positive in what you have already accomplished, and to build yourself up further. This is why Torah value is so important. From a secular point of view, whether Darwinism, you came from apes, or atheism, or things came randomly, from those type of viewpoints, there's no inherent value to any human being. Why? Because according to them, what's a human being? It's a speck of matter in a big universe. Does it make a difference that you exist among billions and billions of other people? He's just the way he is. That's it. But the idea being that that is now not how the Torah views the value of a person. And for a secular viewpoint, you basically what makes a human being worth something? It could change. For some people, it's knowing how to swing a bat. You're Mickey Mantle, you're a hero. Or football, or chess, or whatever it may be. But in the Torah point of view, the inherent value is in every person. Why? B'tzelem Elokim bara Yisai. Because man was created in the image of Hashem. He's the ideal highlight of creation. And when you internalize this, then you appreciate your value. Why? Because you exist. Why? Because Hashem put you in this world. Therefore, he wants you to exist, and he wants you to accomplish things. He brings down Rav Zal Kliskin that he spoke, Rabbi Chaim David Keller, who's the Rosh Yeshiva of Tells in Chicago. He was addressing the older yeshiva students, and he said as follows. He said, in the yeshiva, the constant stress is on godless greatness in Torah. And that's the way it should be. But that emphasis has sakonas, has hazards, because it could lead to some a false assumption that the only greatness in a specific mold is greatness and everything else is failure. That creates two types of problems. Number one is some student loses their ambition very early in developing their Torah skills because they're convinced that they will never make it as great Talmidei Chachamim. This is poison. Where you believe, oh, I'm never going to become this Paisik or this Rav, so they lower their expectations in their Limud HaTorah altogether. That's one type of risk. Others believe that they're going to be the greatest Rosh Hashiva in the world and the greatest Tzaddik in the world, and they're not prepared for the frustration that a yeshiva bacher could suffer from, or depression, when the future doesn't bring that. There's a harsh reality there. He's not and never going to be in that level of things. And gives them Agmas Nefesh. What's the answer to this? What's the answer to this? Rav Chaim Dov Keller said, it's not that you give up these dreams of greatness. You need to strive. But it needs to be tempered with a realism. A realism, there's more than one definition of success. There's a contingency dream. There's a plan B that becomes plan A. Someone who knows they can't learn a whole day, they can utilize their time with chesed and other types of learning. This gives us an understanding that each person's success is according to their own unique talents, their own strengths, their own weaknesses. One of the greatest problems in our generation is that we confuse titles with greatness. Harav HaGoyin, all of a sudden he made it. But true greatness is not by the position one occupies. It's not by the title that he has. The dream for a yeshiva bacher or any person, boy or girl, is to achieve their own full potential. And if you keep it, you'll achieve more than you can ever imagine possible. But again, tempered with realism. Part of this also is to have clarity in what's truly important in life. And when you have that clarity, then when you're not involved in those things, but you're involved in unhealthy things, you will know to drop it. Nebuchadnezzar, he was a Russia, big king, tremendous power, but he never was happy. He felt embarrassed. He happened to be short and also overweight, the Medrash Tanchuma says. But he had two choices. Either he could focus on Hashem giving him a power and enjoying it, using it wisely, or to focus on his physical this shortcoming, that he was shorter and overweight. And he used his negativity to see how terrible it is that his best body wasn't impressive. And he made his own life Gehenna, and he made the people around him's lives Gehenna. Instead, what's the important right thing to do is look at the positive sides of life. How will this person prove, or this factor prove, that I am better, a better person than I was ever before? Also, take pride in your self-worth when you hold back from doing something wrong. Anytime you refrain from doing something wrong, you're elevating yourself. You are giving yourself a sense of value, a sense of worth. And try to feel that elevation. Every single time you refrain yourself from saying something that may hurt somebody else. Or anytime you hold yourself feeling angry. Or even if you felt some anger, to be careful, but no, I'm not going to cause pain or destruction with that anger. And you hold yourself back. That is godless Adam. That is recognizing one's self-worth the way it is meant to be, the way it should be. It's easy for a person to feel that who feels less intelligent than others to feel low about themselves. Not necessary. Is there advantages to having more intelligence? No one's going to deny that. You can learn better, and you have more practical ways of going about your business. True. But the emes is you can be righteous regardless of your intellectual ability. Intelligence is not a group. You could be a tzaddik no matter how smart or less smart you are. You could be close to Hashem no matter how smart or less smart you are. You could be happy, true simchas hachayim, with whatever level of intelligence you have. Another issue is bizman hazeh. Ali Shur brings this down, Rewolbe. In Western society, in our cultures, the body has become an avodah zarah. People judge themselves primarily on their physical beauty or their physical strength, or look down at themselves for their lack of physical beauty and lack of strength in themselves. But what is the Torah view of body? Body is a tool for spiritual elevation. Body is a tool to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not the appearance of the tool that's the issue, but the function. You look at your body as a tool for spiritual growth. Then you use that tool in a healthy way, the way it was meant to be. Many wives that stay home, or even if they work, they still feel their wife aspect of being home, of taking care of children, of nurturing a husband, is something that is looked down upon or does not give them that feeling of self-worth. And Rosham Shafal Hirsch wrote, it comes from the wisdom of Mishlei, he says, the wife is a builder of the home, and that's no simple task. The guidance of domestic life entrusted to her hands comprises an abundance of seemingly minor relationships, but the wise and unwise handling of these can be so decisive for the comfort and prosperity and happiness of the home that simple wisdom is not sufficient. Rather, a whole combination of knowledge and insight and abilities and skills, as well as normal virtue and spiritual excellence, make up the art of the wifely home builder. Which means that no wife should ever say to themselves, oh, I'm just a plain housewife. No such thing. Zeltzer said someone entered a neighbor's home in the Matzdorf section of Yerushalayim, and here's what it said on the wall. It was talking about a wife that stays at home, but listen carefully to this. The most creative job in the world. It involves taste and fashion and decorating and recreation and education and transportation and psychology and cuisine and designing and literature and medicine and handicraft and arts and horticulture and economics and government and community and relations and pediatrics and geriatrics and entertainment and maintenance and purchasing and direct mail and law and accounting and religion and energy and management. Anyone can handle all these things as someone special. What is she? A homemaker. She's a wife. You look at all these adjectives I gave you and look at what a wife does. She does all of them. And very often she does all of them superbly. So a homemaker, someone's at home taking care of their husband, their children, if they perceive themselves in that light that they are not worth things, they're not worth anything, or they are a low value because they stay home and take care of their children, that is a problem of low self-esteem. And a husband, to perceive their wife that way, chas v'shalom, in a negative light, chas v'shalom, adaraba, they have to look at her in the most positive light, which increases the hergish of hakaras hatayiv to her, which will enhance the shalom bayis overall. Another thing to learn is about divorced people. Very often it's easy for them to look at themselves, himself or herself, as a failure and lack self-esteem as a result. But does divorce prove a person as a failure? Many Shurim and Shalom Bayis explain it is not so. Many people that are married for years and years and years should be more embarrassed of themselves than many who divorced. All it shows that particular relation did not work out. And if you, as a divorced person, feel that some of your faults partially caused the divorce, then you use painful experience to work on it and correct them. Just like married people, when their marriage has a strain, they have to work on it to improve themselves, not to rehash the past and recall every negative thing you did or every mistake that will haunt you forever and ever. That is not the approach. The approach is to build yourself with a self-esteem. You make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. And to see yourself with compassion and build and grow and this is extremely important this year, the importance of overcoming inferiority feelings by changing your mahalach, by changing your attitude, by recognizing your value, by recognizing your worth that Hashem placed in you forever and ever. Bracha v'atzlacha.